Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Guys, we're really excited about this new sponsor. It's Snooze Mattress. They have something called the Snooze Flip, which is the most universal mattress on the planet. It's a mattress that is designed to fit everybody. It's actually the world's first 4-in-1 mattress. You can choose soft, firm, cool, or cozy, and then you can flip it to choose your comfort level. Then you can zip it with Snooze Mattress's reversible and washable temperature regulated cover. They hooked a couple of us DNVR employees up with a new mattress. It's gotten great reviews. Everybody loves it. Super comfortable, and like I said, you can customize it to fit however you like to sleep. So what you need to do is go to snoozesleep.com. When you get there, you're going to use code DNVR. You're going to receive $250 off a mattress and $250 off an adjustable base. So this is an incredible deal. Go to snoozesleep.com, type in code DNVR. It's going to give you $250 off a mattress and $250 off an adjustable base. This is an awesome company made in Colorado by Colorado people, designed, of course, for the rest of the world. So check them out. Go to snoozesleep.com. Use code DNVR.
We got mundered. Oh, man, I didn't realize.
We got mundered?
Shit. Damn it.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Losers Lounge. Harrison, welcome back.
Good to be back.
A little long extended homestand, always at the arena, but this is what it's like, man.
God, we are down bad right now, man.
That's so bad.
We might have lost another starter tonight.
Oh, we're down so bad. This is a real bummer. But Dev, you're gonna pick us up, right?
That can't be my job.
It's not your job tonight?
Can't be my job right
Can
now.
Can you try?
I do my best.
It's Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any, I don't know, we try to be
thankful.
I'm
looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Are you? You're looking forward
to
it. What are you looking forward to the most?
The food.
You looking forward to Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Really?
Like, my family is, like, real broken up, so I get to go to, like, 4 different sets of houses. It's always tough trying to figure out, like, how much I can eat at one place, because you know, some places have better food than the other places.
Yeah, for sure.
And you don't want to overeat, but then you don't want to be disrespectful and not eat.
So do you organize it by like best meal first? Or is that the method? Is you go to the place with the best food?
No.
In case you do overeat?
So what I do is I don't eat much at the places that don't have good foods, because I know the one that has the good food, that's where I'm going to go hard at. So I just make sure that's the place that I'm going to eat. And then when I get to the other ones, I go, I'm going to do a to-go plate because I'm just...
To-go plate. I love it. Bring your own to-go box so everybody already knows what's up.
I'm all in. You better have aluminum foil ready.
I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year.
Wow. That's a lot of responsibility.
It is a lot. And I haven't prepared at all for it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm cooking anything, though. So there's
just hosting.
How does that happen?
What do you guys want us to talk about the game? I mean, come on. What's there to say? We can just do this for like at least 55 more minutes. Brendan Vo, Eric's off, he's drunk. Brendan Vo is right now speaking with Michael Malone. He'll speak to some players. He'll join us. He might join us before the players and then just duck out whenever the players get. Did you write him, by the way, Kale? You might want to write him that note. But we do have a game to analyze. Look, the Nuggets, off the top rope, the Nuggets are in limbo right now. They're in purgatory. They're missing, you know, their big three max contract players. Missing even Zeke Nagy, who I think could even make an impact right now.
Sure.
They're down bad. We're just in this point right now where you don't expect to win. Denver was, what, 11-point underdogs? 11 and a half? What was it?
Yeah.
And wasn't close. They kind of get blown out almost by 30. So they're just in a spot. Is there anything you feel like, hey, this is a real meaningful takeaway from this game?
Well, I've got a couple. We saw game two of Aaron Gordon really being like the focal point of the offense. And he only finished with 16 points tonight, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, got ejected on one of the weakest ejections I can remember in a while.
We don't know. The only thing I can say is, did he say something offensive
and we don't know
or whatever?
That.
And I don't know, because I have to assume it was that. If it was just because for like complaining about a call, I don't even know if there should have been a single tech.
On the surface, to us, the viewer, it looks like a very weak ejection. But we saw Aaron Gordon, I think, be really effective when he drove the ball to the rim, and that's when he's been most effective this season. My other big takeaway is Jamichael Green actually saw some threes go through the net. He went 2 of 4 from three, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Look, a lot of Nuggets struggle tonight, but he at least showed some signs of breaking out of a season-long slump.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll piggyback off of just having Aaron Gordon be in that, like, spotlight where the ball is in his hands, where he's creating and trying to score, because that's something that he just hasn't had, especially being with the Nuggets. Like, when he came over, it was to be a defender. It was to fit and to mesh with Nikola Jokic, which he has been doing. So to see him have the ball in his hands to be able to score and look like the Orlando Magic type days, that is pretty big for him. And something that the Nuggets have really, really needed. So that's a positive moving forward, to where they could say, hey, we want you to do the same thing even when they have the MVP of the league as well.
Jeff Green's energy definitely better tonight in many ways than what it was the night they lost to what was the real bad loss that they – oh, the 76ers.
Yeah.
You know, he's a couple games in a row now. Doing the show a little bit out of order today just because the players, you know, maybe we'll try this where we talk to coach and then we get a little update. What did Michael Malone have to say? I mean, we're already talking about this game as in how many big takeaways could there possibly be. Did Michael Malone have takeaways?
Well, let's get into it. I'll just say first, how would you guys guess his mood was tonight?
Bad.
No. We had a positive Michael Malone tonight.
Well, then that tells me what I need to know about it. Like, Malone knows what's going on, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Malone actually said, you know, obviously the first quarter was really bad. He always charged those deflection stats, those hustle stats. He said the Nuggets only had 2 in the first, and they just never made Phoenix feel them. You know, they were running a scripted offense, and everything went according to plan, according to script. Everything was just too smooth. After that, though, Malone said he thought it was pretty good that they competed. You can't spot a team on an 11-game win streak 30 points in the first. But he was a guy who I think sound encouraged and sound, he's stressing the importance of staying positive. At one point he was asked if he's ever been through a stretch like this in his career. He's lost 4 in a row. And Malone said, oh, I'm sure, you know, a guy who's been in the league as hard as long as I have, going through a losing streak 4 games in a row is hard, but I'm challenging myself tonight, throughout the game, to stay positive and to be somebody that brings guys together and not allow them to fall apart and crack apart and split open.
Hmm.
He went on to say, if we stay together and keep competing, the tide will change. I'm sure of that. More thoughts, just big picture thoughts. We can't just wait for, I'm paraphrasing, the big three, Porter, Jokic, Murray, to come back. Quote, we have to figure it out. It's on us.
Yeah. I agree with that when Yoke's back, like, because Michael Porter and Jamal Murray might be a ways off, but you know, night like tonight, it sounds like why he's not too upset, because like, what do you expect here? I mean,
he
on.
Actually liked the way they competed tonight. They just, the first quarter wasn't good enough, and I think we all see that. On Bones, Malone said he's all right, thinks he's fine. Made a joke about needing to get, you know, some braces for him, because he pointed out it's the second ankle. The right ankle this time. It was the left ankle he hurt in Dallas, so both ankles now for Bones. But Malone did say he thinks he's okay, concern level low. Although I got to say, Malone, bad track record with low concern levels on injuries. On the Aaron Gordon ejection, he said that he and Gordon were talking to Natalie at the half, lobbying for a particular missed call on AG. She went back, watched it, came out, and told them, you guys are right, I missed that one. He should have been shooting free throws. AG did not get a similar call And that's sort of what set him off the in the second half there. Hmm. Malone said he understood the first tech. The second one, he thought, look, he was walking away. A guy was escorting him away. Well, you know.
Yeah.
He never finished that sentence. I'll finish it for him. It was unnecessary.
What a bummer.
On Jeff Green, I feel bad for a guy that's been in the league 15 years, playing him as many minutes as I'm playing him right now. But with all the injuries that we have, it's just something that's called for. He liked his energy tonight. He pointed out Jeff Green got to the foul line 8 times. Actually, as a team, the Nuggets got to the foul line a pretty decent amount tonight, considering who was out. They obviously didn't make those free throws, but he credited Jeff for playing well.
28 times they got to the line tonight. Let's throw a parade. 28 free throw attempts?
It's a lot.
I will say, Gordon, and everybody should, you subscribe to thednvr.com, just $5 a month. Harrison had a great story out over the weekend about Aaron Gordon's drives to the basket. Like, honestly, I've noticed, obviously, when he puts his head down and goes to the basket, I never would have guessed it would have been as efficient as he's been. Yeah. And now you watch him, it really is a point for him to kind of attack. And a lot, we were talking about it during the playback. Like, yeah, good stuff happens even when he doesn't make it. Just good stuff happens when he attacks.
And as far for when he doesn't, you know, I do think it's important to remember what a toll that can take on someone being so physical night in, night out.
Exactly.
Especially as the leading guy right now. And, of course, we know he's coming off of a year where he was really nursing some injuries all year and even that offseason prior. So,
yeah.
One last note, he was asked about the threes. Malone seemed at a loss. Quote, "I don't know what else we can do. As long as we're taking good ones, I encourage our guys to stay aggressive and stay confident. We've just got to stay with it." It's the same message he's had all year. You know, the pull-up threes, the early shot clock threes he could do without. But he's not going to tell anyone to pass up an open three. I mean, at a certain point, regardless of roster construction, there are guys out there, Jeff Green, Jamichael Green, are good examples of guys who could and should be shooting better percentages right now. And so it's just something that they're going to they hope changes. They feel fine about the process. The shots just are not falling.
Do you think it's an energy thing, Dev? Like, the team just has a bad energy about them? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you have a rhythm and you feel good about what you're doing, it's easier to shoot. Do you think it's something? What do you think it is?
On the no shooting? Like, why they're not shooting well? I mean, 29%
again tonight. They can't hit a three, yep.
I mean, it could be energy. I don't know what you could attribute to, because they have open shots. I think it's the amount of contested shots that they take and just not finding a rhythm at all. When you miss a few open shots, it just makes it hard to just overcome. But
yeah,
there's nothing to attribute the fact that they're not making shots. Like, that's just tough.
Yeah.
And it's not a ball.
It's not the ball. It's definitely not the ball. I agree. You know, the fact that Yoke went through pregame warmups today to see how he feels makes me hopeful that he'll be back for Tuesday's game.
Yeah. I think he could potentially be back. I mean, he didn't do anything warm-up-wise before the Bulls game, I'll tell you that. I didn't see him go through any warm. So just the fact that he was out there. But a right wrist injury is tough, because he's using that wrist every time he's out there. Right, every dribble, every pass, every shot. It's tough if you don't have full strength in that wrist.
And why make it a lingering issue, right? As we've pointed out, such a devastating stretch of schedule coming up. I think you just want Yoke to sit until he's fully healthy and back out there as soon as possible. You don't want to mess around with him having to deal with a lingering thing, even if that's just pain and swelling.
Yeah.
There's another update we should get to. Did you hear this on the call vote? Michael Malone saying Michael Porter's away from the team in Florida.
I was going to get to that as well. Yeah,
all right,
it was. I mean, there you go. There's your update. It was just kind of slipped in there. He was answering a question about Jokic's attentiveness on the bench.
Malone, it says Michael obviously is down in Florida.
He's away from the team. Obvious
to nobody
us now,
except the team, apparently.
Not something we knew about. But there's our answer. When you know, we were talking last show, we didn't see Porter on the bench, which was a change. So there's your answer. He's been in Florida.
I actually got somebody on Twitter told me he was on their flight to Florida today.
Really?
Yeah.
So it must maybe be a new thing that he went down there. If somebody, I mean, again, that's an unsubstantiated report, but
this was also
it would be a weird coincidence for someone to say that.
This was also the final question of the presser, so there were no follow-ups. Why is Porter in Florida?
Well, I've got to think he's getting another opinion on his back.
I would imagine that's the case.
Or some kind of specialist.
Or some extra work, or you know, just something to do with his back.
Well, that is interesting. Certainly doesn't sound like he's going to be upgraded to questionable.
That's the first Porter update we've gotten since that injury.
Yeah.
I mean, the MRI, we assume nothing was revealed.
Malone's so media savvy that just like slipping in.
Slipping it in the last question and then walking out.
I will tell you this. From what I was told, the MRI did not show anything like catastrophic on Porter's back. That's what I was told. There's a rule in the NBA this season. I think it's a new rule where, like, if your X-ray or your MRI shows something, like, if your X-ray shows a break, like, you have to report that.
Gotcha.
It's a new rule in the NBA this year. So there wasn't anything, like I said, catastrophic from what I was told on the MRI. I mean, I'm expecting at this point pretty soon for the Nuggets to be like, we're shutting him down for a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then also, like, I mean, that's great news that there's nothing that was catastrophic on it, but also getting a second opinion or not being with the team and their doctors who, you know, would have a grasp of, like, something not so serious. That means that something maybe, or at least you have to allude to the idea that there is something that's serious that is going on. If the team doctors are not figuring it out, then he has to go somewhere else and he's not with the team. That's not good news for
me. It's not good. I mean, it's not good at all. It's bad.
Yeah.
He's clearly not close to coming back. That's what this means, you know. Whatever treatment they have been doing, because that's what's been going on. Michael Porter's, like, been around the team. He's been at the facility. They've been giving him treatment in hopes that he would feel better and get back on the court. Him going down to Florida, the treatment obviously hasn't worked, is what you can gather from that. So it's not good.
Man, yeah, Nuggets so down bad right now. Just you blow it out. Barton kind of tears a groin. Or I'm sure, tear a groin. Sorry. Hurts his groin, albeit temporarily stays in the game or what have you. Bones goes out. Just a rough one. Any other takeaway? I mean, Aaron Gordon, we talked about it. 16-10 for him tonight. He goes 7-14. I thought he was good tonight. Not great, but good.
Yeah.
One of the big stories, if you just look at the, if we actually analyze this as a basketball game, one of the big things that happened tonight was the Suns have an unstoppable action. They score 48 points in that first quarter. Yeah. They have an unstoppable action where they keep getting, especially against an undersized team, basically a screen at the top and then zigzag it back to a double screen, almost always force Denver to have a guard switched out onto a big and a big on a guard. Denver switches their coverage up and puts Aaron Gordon on Chris Paul in the second quarter, and it works great. They start to get stops. They start to fluster him. In fact, Phoenix went towards having Devin Booker bringing the ball up the court and initiating the offense and making Chris Paul basically a shooting guard. Mm-hmm. So it worked, and Denver's defense in quarters 2 and 3 was working pretty good.
And it worked because Denver's more comfortable switching now, right?
It's because they're more – well, because then you do have guys – what would happen is that initial action, they would switch, and then they would run it back and just switch back.
Right.
But because they were capable of switching that, right, you have your 3, 4, 5 – there wasn't a big disadvantage gained from that initial switch. So, yeah, it put him, but also it was because Aaron Gordon can guard Chris Paul. You know, like, that's maybe not shut him down, but he can guard him a lot better than the 48 points that the Suns got in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So there is an important sort of tactical adjustment that even when Jokic and Murray and Barton are back, there is something I think that Denver found tonight against Phoenix that's like, if they had their regular guys and could score more than 100 points, they might actually have something there, you know, going forward. So it's a little piece that you put in your back pocket that's like, maybe we found something.
Yeah,
I think it, like, adding that wrinkle is really good, but is it sustainable? Like, are you going to be able to do it for long stints? Also, when Gordon's not in, can't you just do it on the other side without him?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I always say about the series that the Nuggets had against them last year, because a lot of people will be like, oh, we just missed. First of all, weren't just missing Murray, also missing Barton there as well. But the thing is, Denver didn't have the opportunity to punish Phoenix to where, like, if you take away, if they're going to score 48 points with their knockout punch, like, okay, if instead they just score 25 points a quarter, now all of a sudden it's, can Denver score on you 25 points in a quarter? And my answer is yes. Like, we haven't seen what they look like against the Phoenix Suns defense, but my guess is nobody really stops Denver. So now, all of a sudden, they went away from Chris Paul against this version of the Nuggets because it was a better option to go. Yeah. That's a win. So does it shut them down? No. But do you take them away from the thing they want to do?
Right.
And make them go to option two, which they never had to do in the series
last
year.
They didn't do once.
Not once. Yeah. They just went to option one for four straight games and it worked. So the fact that Denver, even in this game, forced them to go to an option two, and by the way, cut it to 9 points with this unit.
Right.
I think there's this, I'm not saying it's like, oh, they've solved them. It's just, oh, boom. The first time you kind of say there's a little card you have in your pocket.
That's the first counter they've had, right?
Or yeah. They actually made them to, counter.
Yeah.
They made Phoenix counter. Let's go.
So I think that's a takeaway.
Baby steps.
Why don't we hit another break? We're still waiting on some other people.
I'm going to hop back in there. And then.
Well, you can hang out here until you see somebody hop on. Yeah, cool. I mean, we'll listen to Harrison's. Were you afraid you had to do ad reads if you stayed here? Is that what you were afraid of?
That's exactly what that was.
We'll get to some more topics on the other side, including Bones rolling another different ankle.
Sick.
Yeah. Make sure to pick up some Mile High City Copper Lager this week from Breckenridge Brewery. Great beer to drink during Nugget season. Great beer to drink during any type of occasion. You can pick it up at your local liquor store, maybe your local grocery store. They've got it sometimes. Also, if you're at the Breck Brew Farmhouse in Littleton, check it out there. Great food, great drinks at the Breck Brew Farmhouse. If you're in the area, stop into the DNVR bar. Tons of different Breck Brews on tap, of course. And as always, if you're watching a Nuggets game, drink some Mile High City Copper Lager from Breckenridge Brewery. This weekend on DraftKings, we still got the Monday night game. I think you might be able to get this in for. Football's done for this week, but we still got a Monday night game tomorrow. You can bet on that game this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you're a new customer, bet $1 on either team to score. Win $100 in free bets when that team scores. When they score, you score, and you win. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. You can get that for NBA games, too. Same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for an even bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet $1 on either team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with that promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
All right, back here, segment two. Don't forget, guys, this is also a podcast tomorrow. I think we'll be doing the list. I don't know. It's tough to say. Like, am I going to go back and watch these games and break down? Maybe I'll have some clips from the coverage that I'm talking about so we can kind of dig into some of the weeds there a little bit. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll get some guests on. I know Ben Taylor and Nate Duncan had a podcast. Ben
did you
Taylor,
listen to it?
I did.
I listened to it.
Very pro-Jokic. Nate Duncan, very anti-Jokic.
Yeah. Well, that's strange.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Maybe there'll be some meat on the bone there, or have a guest on. Kale, will you pull up? I just sent you a production assignment. I don't know if you noticed. Can you go ahead and pull up our coverage of other one. Guys, we are going the Avs. The Rapids. I know a lot of people have been wanting us to cover the Rapids for quite some time. The Rapids right now are in the playoffs. They got a first round bye, matching up with the Timbers on Thursday on Thanksgiving. So actually,
screw Portland.
Yeah, this is the screw Portland week. You got the Blazers on Tuesday. You got the Timbers on Thursday. And we're going to be doing live shows right here from the DNVR bar. We're going to have one on Tuesday with some great people who are covering the Rapids and various outlets around. We're going to come in and do a summit and, test it out. We've been wanting to find a viable way to cover the Rapids full time. And this, my hope is at least that it provides a sort of launching point. So if you are a Rapids fan, tune in, support it. We want to see it. There's Rapids fans out there that want this kind of coverage. Yeah. I hope so. We're excited to kind of dive into it. We also have some credentialed media members going to the game. We're going to be doing a social takeover, all kinds of cool stuff. Not Dev. Dev's going to be covering it full time.
You guys don't know.
By the way, we actually have some Rapids players doing the show. So like, we're going to actually have live interviews with a couple different players.
Man.
So it's going to be really cool. If you're into it, check it out. Also, Bones Highland. Let's segue to Bones Highland. Now you can pull up the other one here. Bones Highland took this picture on Instagram. He's online. Harrison, he is online.
He's logged on.
Bones is logged on. He's in a boot.
Yeah.
Malone's impeccable track record of saying, I don't think it's that serious.
Well, this is a different foot.
I know.
Oh, did he say that after the game?
Yeah.
Oh, he said the Bones thing. Well, look, it is just a boot.
It could be totally fine.
It could also not be that serious.
I'm just joking, but
it is a bummer.
Hard cut to a jarring image.
So Bones Highland, I mean, the talk of the town, fan favorite, this or that, gets banged up. And it's like, I mean, he has looked atrocious the last handful of games. And yep. I don't even know if I can... Dev, how much of this do you feel like is injury, this or that? How much of it is like maybe he's just... Teams are figuring him out. He's, you know, it's getting tougher.
I think it's a mixture of both. Also, it was a lot of things that you really could, like, the writing was on the wall with him coming into the season. He's a very small player, like he really is. That's been like the one knock on him is how big he is. And then really you're going through a grueling season where there was not a lot of him, and now you're seeing more of him. Yeah. And with all of that, like those minutes, you're feeling more banging. You're having to stay in shape. You're having to play at a high level. Shots are not falling, and on top of that, you're being injured. So, again, this is like the first time that we've seen a rough patch for him in the league, and now it's like on top of that, it's being like the injuries are like overcome. Like it's overpowering the fact that he's also not playing well. So I think it's just a mixture of everything right now. I don't know how you probably have to sit him down until he's healthy.
Yeah, I'm pretty concerned, like, to be totally honest, because Bones is so skinny and his legs are so skinny, and there's just, I'm not a doctor, but you can see how he would easily roll ankles and tweak ankles. And he tweaked his left ankle twice in Dallas last week. And look, I know this is the different ankle. This is the right ankle this time, but like everything's connected. You know, maybe his left ankle wasn't as strong as it should be, and he had to give a little weight to his right, and he spread. Like, everything's connected with injuries. The whole body's connected. So it is concerning, and I said this on the playback, but not everybody that is on this show here was on the playback, so I'll say it again. These ankle injuries for him reminds me of when Jamal Murray was spraining ankles a couple years ago, and he would sprain an ankle, and then he'd play the next game, and he'd almost make it through the whole game healthy, and then he'd sprain it again. And then he sprained it again the next game. And they just kept piling up. And it went on for like a month. And so, yeah, I think, you know, maybe you do sit him down and just wait a week for it to get healthy.
A week might not be it, though. I mean, that might be more of a 2 weeks.
Especially if you have both ankles injured. Like, you have to actually ice and get control on both of them. And, you know, when you twist your ankle, especially without wearing braces, you are – a lot of it is overcompensating on one side. Yep. So that usually happens. Once you twist one ankle, you don't put on braces or whatever the case may be. You usually twist the other ankle because, like, it's chemistry. It has to be or something like that. But, like, it just makes sense. Yep. And then also when you go back to the actual, like, play that he got injured on, he was the initiator. That's what's a little bit scary,
too. It
was
a weird play, man.
He fouled the guy and then went to go bump him out of bounds, and then he twisted his ankle.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't like he was moving or anything like that. It just kind of happened. That's just, like, him being a smaller player. Like, he just has to bulk up, and right now he has to rest.
It sucks, man, because he had a ton of momentum. It was only a week ago when Bones Highland was setting one career high after another. What was that, like three straight games where he kept setting career highs in points?
Kale, will you put Tanner in timeout? There's a guy just spamming the chat with the same message over and over. Guys, it's a loss. Chill. Like, don't be a-holes in the chat here.
Yeah. But Bones Highland had so much momentum going, and these injuries have totally stopped that. And for me, without Bones, I'm even more concerned about the bench, because now it's really all on Will Barton with that bench unit, you know? Because him and Bones were the initiators with that group, getting into the lane, being the primary ball handlers. Now it's going to be Will and, you know, a bunch of guys. So it makes me feel less confident about the bench unit if Bones isn't at 100%.
The team is just, it's just struggling to figure things out. I do feel like, you know, the addition of Nikola, obviously, I feel good with the team no matter who's healthy, as long as he's out there. Like, you can make something work. But, you know, they go 1-3 essentially without Yoke so far to this point. And that's not bad. It's about what I would expect them to win, about one out of every three games or so. So hopefully they can get him back here pretty soon. Will Barton was a little bit off tonight. He did hurt himself in the second half, and it was kind of scary. Especially when you think about groin injuries. But he was able to play through it. Do you have any comments on Barton tonight?
The shot's not falling.
4 of 15.
Yeah, and then 0 for 4 from the three-point line. And that's, you know, that's a lot of Will Barton, especially with not having Jokic out there. Will's been a player that I feel like has putting in a lot of work. to adjust his game, to be able to play off ball and be able to make smart decisions. Right now, he's not able to be in that, you know, spot that he's been working hard on, because they need him to be a guy that's aggressive. They need him to be a guy that has the ball in his hands and is taking those shots. And a lot of Will Barton's, like, Knox is how bad of shots that he takes at times. Right now, the shots are not falling, and he's kind of forcing them, which, I mean, he kind of has to do. But then you go and, you know, get injured at a time that Denver's already injured. That's not anything, like, positive or anything like that. It's nothing to be excited about. And then also moving forward, you're down Bones. You're down Will Barton. You're down, you know, Jokic right now. Like, the team is, like, hit that injury, like, a bug, and it's not doing well right now. So, this was not, like, it wasn't a bad Will Barton game, but it was not a good Will Barton game. And now you're starting to see, like, those trends of things that people didn't like from Barton.
Player that was a bit of a, I want to say they were a positive, but maybe I'll have a different takeaway when on rewatch. I kind of feel like this is one of those ones where I'll have a different takeaway on rewatch. Jamichael Green tonight has 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. That's a pretty good, all well-rounded stat line. He shot 2 of 4 from the 3-point line, so he saw a couple go down tonight. He was a minus 22 in 25 minutes, which is one of the worst marks on the night for the Nuggets. I don't know if I should put those things together. I'm not trying to say it was on him. I'm just curious to see what I noticed on rewatch. But my initial impression was it seemed good to see him have a couple positive offensive moments.
Of course. Also, 0 turnovers.
And yeah.
No, 4 assists, right? 2?
Yeah, 4 assists. Yeah. Coming Big into time. Tonight, Jamichael Green had more baskets than turnovers, but it wasn't by that much.
Right.
So for him to just see the ball go through the hoop, that's just got to help out his confidence a lot. And then to see it go in from 3, I think this was a nice step forward for Jamichael Green. And it's been pretty shocking this whole season to watch Jamichael Green, because Kale's really working overtime.
I think people will deal with it. It's fine.
This has been a shocking season so far from Jamichael Green, because he has just been the model of consistency his entire career. So to see him just, like, forget how to do everything he's done for the last 8 years, for the first 13 games of this season or whatever, it's been weird. So tonight he looked like, you know, the Jamichael Green he was last season.
This was a Sorry to cut you
No,
off.
You didn't.
This was a game with Jamichael Green where I think that a lot of fans are down on him. And I don't think this is a game to be down on him. I think that this is a game where he saw the ball go through the net. He also was like, he tried his hardest. He's in a situation where he's playing against a center.
Yeah, he's
and
way
he's not
undersized.
A center. You know what I'm saying? Like, and DeAndre
well, he's
Ayton
the Nuggets' backup center.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton is a
true
pretty good
seven-footer,
center.
Yeah.
He's a good center. He uses his size. He's skilled. And I mean, he's doing the best that he could. Jamichael Green brings that type of identity to the team where he doesn't make an excuse. He wasn't out there making excuses. He's still trying hard. He's competing on the opposite end. Yeah, he was a minus 22, but you have a situation where you have Chris Paul and Devin Booker and Ayton in spots where they're just kind of trying to pick apart, you know, whatever team that they're going against. And you have a player that's not a center having to try to defend the paint, that's going to be, like, tough for any player. So I think that this, like, was a game that you really don't look too much at that plus-minus, because it doesn't tell the full story.
Right. Yeah, I mean, clearly anybody that played in the first quarter is going to have a major plus-minus. Yeah, that's really what it came down to. Jeff Green also goes 6 of 10 tonight, gets 19 points. He also saw the ball go through the net a little bit, especially on that mid-range fall-away. I mean, Denver kind of found something there, although I don't know how much – you want to keep going to it. But he was a little bit of a positive, I guess. Austin Rivers, another guy, he goes 2 of 5. I don't know what his percentage is from 3 over the last 5 or 6 games, but it feels like he's starting to find his stroke a little bit, which is a good thing. Like, Austin Rivers plays good defense. He could be, if you talk about Faku or Rivers, if you know, who plays on that second unit if you could only pick one, Rivers is starting to hit a shot, and he does defend. Like, he does play some pretty good defense, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully his shot is back.
And look, if Bones Highland is going to miss any time here, which it seems like he might.
Then they're both going to play.
Yeah, I mean, Austin Rivers is going to be in the rotation. You know, Faku is going to be in the rotation. But, like, Austin played 28 minutes tonight. And, It's funny how we're back here again, pretty much. Like, Austin Rivers ended last season as a starter.
Oh, my God.
As the Nuggets were as banged up as they've ever been.
It's going to be back to being a starter.
He's back to being, like, Denver's sixth man.
28 minutes, yeah.
It's funny how everything's coming full circle. Not funny, depressing.
It's actually very not funny.
But Austin Rivers has played big minutes for the Nuggets before. It seems like he's playing, you know, on track to play 25 minutes for Denver again.
Pretty impressed with Marcus Howard's ability to get up 7 shots in 11 minutes.
It was impressive.
Yeah, that dude's going to do it, man, every single time. To go back on Rivers, I think that would be kind of difficult of a situation to be in if I was a player. When everyone's healthy and everybody's around, you never need me. And then as soon as things are going bad, I'm the guy that you have to rely on, and yeah. I have to be the defender that has to guard multiple positions, you know, and then also be myself, which you kind of – you don't want him to be the guy that's out there taking all of these shots and things like that. So I think that he has like a – identity crisis, like at times.
Yeah. Hey, man, if I'm a veteran signing a minimum deal on a team, I'm going to the Nuggets. And if I'm gonna, they're like, all right, we got a spot for you, but you can only be the 14th man. And I'm picking between the Nuggets, the Suns, the Bucks. I'm going to the Nuggets because
14th man.
Because you know there are going to be these injuries, and you're going to be in the rotation at some point.
You'll get to play.
Yeah.
Sure. If you're aiming for the 14th man, though. Like, you personally, if it's me, and it's like I'm the 14th guy on a team. I mean,
that's like what Austin Rivers kind of is.
Then I would pick between Phoenix and Miami.
No, I would go into a situation that I could maybe next year be a 13th or 12th man.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm able to play. You're going
to
play.
Yeah, then I have a chance to try to be the 14th man next year. Like, if I go there and I'm the 14th man, I'm never going to play.
You maybe might be out of the league. Games. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm out of the league. So I feel you, Harrison, on this one.
I love this optimism. This is how down bad the Nuggets are. We're really reaching right now for our takes. Like, 14th, is there a better place to be the 14th guy than Denver? Signs say no.
Agents that are watching this can steal that line in their free agent pitch.
Bol Bol got into the game. Peter Cornelly got into the game as well. Don't really have a ton of notes. Can we segue now? Before we go to our final break, can we segue? This is like a little pre. Actually, here comes vote. I guess we'll do around the association in the third segment. We got vote. Oh, we got to adjust the Zoom. We got to adjust the Zoom, Kale. Kale has a – you got to put your camera on yourself here to show off the fit. I see this is a very Deadliest Catch vibe.
The fit? It's a ski jacket, Adam.
It kind of looks like a
– He's just cold.
It is really
cold. In the movies,
here,
like, it'd be like a tornado or
– Yeah, no, he's like a –
monsoon or
something. Yeah, it's a monsoon for sure.
And you just like, hey, let's just go make sure that – look.
Hey,
he's going to protect
honestly,
everyone.
Honestly, no, get
sure.
down so no, they can yeah. really see the Norwegian. Yeah, your Norwegian.
You should be. Yeah, you should be definitely just catching some crab on the coast of Alaska.
And then you look at our outfits and you're like, what is the weather?
If any of us, if like our lives depended on us catching Alaskan king crab, definitely nominate Kale as our leader.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing a coat.
Taking Dev's advice on snow crab.
Yeah, I could tell you a good place to buy some.
I got a good recipe or two. But
one thing, sorry, before you get started, we kind of went straight over to the Bol Bol and Cornelly.
Was there some meat on that
Did
bone?
Did you have more?
Because I think that a lot of people are calling for Bol Bol or Cornelly to be playing just because of the size. You know, not having a backup center and then having that type of size on the team. I just kind of want to say they're doing it for a reason. There's a reason that Bol Bol and Cornelly are not playing, you know, multiple minutes or a lot more minutes in those type of games. Like,
yeah,
they're just not ready right now. And I understand, like, that, you know, there's times that you want to say that Malone should open up the roster or just to give guys more minutes. But I think that your hands are just kind of forced in those type of situations because – how effective are you going to be if you're playing Bol Bol for extra minutes and things like that? I think that there's going to be a time, maybe even the next game, if Jokic doesn't play, where you're going to kind of be forced to see how that is. But you got to kind of trust Malone in these type of situations. If he feels like Jeff Green and Jamichael Green are the best choices to try to defend true seven-footers, that's telling you something.
Yeah. Well, next up, you got the Portland Trailblazers, who don't have that really many imposing options at center. So
they
maybe you can. That was a joke. You
know? Well, I was going to say, Nurk. The one thing about Nurk is if you throw out Jamichael Green out there, he has given up like 70 pounds.
No,
I love the bird, but honestly, like JaMychal Green was getting manhandled tonight by DeAndre Ayton physically, and if you put him out against Nurk, it's like
I feel much more comfortable in that matchup against Nurkic than DeAndre Ayton. I mean, DeAndre Ayton can jump, like he can play above the rim. Nurk's much more of a below the rim guy, so I feel more comfortable. It's still not a great matchup, but feel a little more comfortable.
Why don't we hit a break? On the other side, we will get to JaMychal Green. Who else was in the
Jeff Green?
Oh, we got the Dos Verdes?
Dos Verdes.
We got the Dos Verdes. Awesome.
Back to back. A lot of energy and charisma.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet there was so
overflowing.
Much there.
Well, I can't believe this is the season.
We're already in the Jeff Green, JaMychal Green, what the is only happening? People we talk to.
No, don't forget Austin Rivers.
Oh, he all talked too?
Right. No. I just mean in general.
Oh, yeah. He's right. There. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about ball. Let's
talk about ball.
People are what make ball special. People at every level come to ball and work each and every day, give 100% to accomplish the goals. The ball production technicians are the front line in their can making operation. Ball came to us because they're looking to fill production technician positions at their golden plant. If you want more info, jobs.ball.com and search for golden. This position is on the front line of the aluminum beverage can production process at Ball's plant. The company offers a competitive $27.39 per hour pay. As D-Line pointed out, it's pretty good pay, $27 an hour, with the potential for increases at 6, 12, and 18 months on the job. It offers exposure to a lot of other manufacturing opportunities in the plant. The production technician role touches on the other stages of production.
Someone put some jokes in the copy? What happened?
I'm just thinking about D-Line's face when I read this ad.
D-Line's going to go apply.
I missed that guy.
Yeah.
I missed that guy. If you want more information, if you want to work at Ball at their golden plant and fill one of those production technician jobs, jobs.ball.com and search for golden. At Manscaped, use the code DNVR20 just the code DNVR for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. That's the code DNVR for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. I would recommend that lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. If you get the performance package 4.0, you get that plus the weed whacker, your nose hair trimmer, plus liquid formulations, free gifts, including the shed travel bag as well. So you can get all of that for 20% off plus free shipping with the code DNVR. You can get that at manscaped.com. Again, go to manscaped.com. Use the code DNVR.
When's the last time everyone manscaped?
Plus free shipping.
That's personal. Sorry.
That's TMI.
It's 2021.
Finally, Green Mountain Dental Group. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Way too long.
About six months for me. Appointments coming up. Green Mountain Dental Group, schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush when you do. Toothbrush that most dentists recommend. Top of the line electric toothbrush. Schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam at Green Mountain Dental Group. They're located 15 minutes from downtown Denver. Great people. They're Denver through and through, just like us. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam.
All right, back here for the final segment, and my guy Vote ready to take over.
Who goes first, Jeff or JaMychal?
Doesn't matter.
Let's go Green first.
All right, we'll go with Green first. JaMychal Green.
You should have said the quote, and then we should have guessed.
Yeah, we should play.
Shit.
Actually, let's play.
Actually, let's definitely
do
that.
Is there like something pertinent that's going to ruin? Let's do it.
All right, let me see.
Give the quote. We'll guess the Green.
Guess the Green here.
This is the best way to do this for sure.
Okay, on being a vocal leader, I'm going to speak my piece on what I see, but sometimes words don't need to be said. I know when to speak up. I don't think right now is the time.
JaMychal
Green.
And Jeff Green. Do you guys even cover the Nuggets, dude? Oh, my God.
It's not the right time,
That we should have known that because I bet JaMychal Green has already spoken up.
You think? I don't know if there's anything to say. I really don't, and
that's
I'm not trying to.
Why Jeff Green said it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's a good point. I mean, look, these guys can't tell you the truth in these moments, and the truth may very well be like guys, we're just trying to survive. Well, yeah, like, I was every game we win, like, we'll steal one.
So I'm gonna do this normally now because it actually does, I think, kind of touch on some of the questions we've been posing about energy and vibes and everything. Jamichael Green, who I do think, at least on first watch, was his best game of the year. Obviously, we're talking about low bars to clear. He was in an encouraged mood, perhaps not surprisingly. He pointed out that this is their low, but they just had their high. It's a 4-game losing streak following a 5-game winning streak. You can't fall apart. On Jokic on the sideline, he says he's the leader of this team, whether he's playing or not. He's always talking, always involved. He always helps us. To get to what I was just talking about, though, more germane, he pointed out that they had a good talk in the locker room, and he said everyone's heads were held high. Now, obviously,
the
Nuggets, the players
with the coach.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if he, but I assume he's talking about the players. Maybe with the coach. Doesn't sound like a players only meeting or anything. Okay. But we had a good talk in the locker room. Everyone's heads are held high. We know what we have to do. So I just thought you guys were talking about the energy and the vibes, and I actually do think, talking to Jamichael and Jeff right now, they're trying to cling to the positives. You know, look, our energy's been there. Like, this is working. This is working. We're close, right? Yeah. We can't fall apart just because of the injuries.
I'm glad they and Malone took that route tonight.
Me too.
Because if you were going to go, like, scorched earth, first of all, there's no reason to. And, like, secondly, that doesn't do you any good because the same guys that were out of the lineup tonight might be out of the lineup in Portland in 2 days.
And that's exactly it. So they're just focused on getting it together with this group. Jamichael did go on to say, quote, "We're a great team. We're a deep team. We're always preaching next man up." So he sounds confident, and they're at least trying to preach positivity right now. Obviously, I mentioned Malone said the same thing, so seems to be a sentiment echoing throughout the locker room. Jeff Green on the losing streak. Injuries happen. It's stuff you can't control. But what we can control is our energy. The injuries, the shot making, that stuff that comes and goes on any given night. But again, reiterating the energy, that's something. Here's the quote. Quote, "We have to come out with energy. We have to come out with a lot of positivity. We have to come out playing for each other. We just need to go back to the drawing board. We still have the talent to win these games."
Okay.
And then, yeah, I thought this quote, I shared it already, but on being a vocal leader, basically saying, look, now is not the time. He's been in the league for a long time, and so his point was he knows when it's time to say something. And his read on this situation is that everyone knows what needs to be done. For now, it's just going out there and doing it. As always, guys, the players less concerned with any given result than we, the fans, the media, the people. And I think there's something to that. It's a long, long season. You can't get too high, can't get too low.
Yeah. Yeah?
That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
All righty. I mean, I honestly just don't have that many takes.
Yeah. This is a game that, like, you just – throw it out. Don't worry about it. Go on to Portland. I mean, this game, honestly, it transpired about how I thought it would. I thought the Nuggets were going to get killed tonight. They did get killed tonight. They went up against the Suns team that has won a ton of games in a row, 11 in a row, maybe the best team in the NBA right now. So it went about as I thought it would. And look, you move on. You move on. The team's in a rough spot right now, but you just got to move on.
Yeah,
you're playing against the best team in the NBA without the best player in the NBA, on a team that's missing other players around them. Like, there was not – I really didn't – like, you just don't see a way that they could have won, you know, that type of game. And right now it's hard to see any type of positivity. So you want your guys to get back healthy. You want them to get back in a rhythm and, you know, find that joy. But right now they're playing without Jokic, who is – their whole, like, that's everything about them right now. So that's just tough to have a lot of takes after, yeah, like, just watching that.
You guys want to go around the association?
Dude, so effing bad.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, all right, super chats first. Let's get to them.
I'm going to put my computer
super
away.
Chat, $10 from the Smuggets. People ask, how can I remain a Smugget in these dark times? I say to them, the Nuggets have the best healthy roster in the league, and it's November.
Shit.
That's what you got to tell yourself. It's November. Can that be a rallying cry?
You guys know what?
It's November.
You know what Smugget is doing? He's riding the sea of life, just as Ariana told us to do. He's riding that sea. Nope. Is it choppy seas right now?
Yeah.
But what do we do when it gets choppy? We throw our hands in the air and we say, "Wee!" This shit's fun. Right, Dev?
We say it's
that's
November.
All we do. That's all we do. That's what we do right there. Wee!
I like the ocean.
All right. All right. Next super chat.
I'm shocked.
Hang on. Like we've got our haiku.
Did you
we've
discover that on your road trip through Africa?
I'm crying as you speak. The bones train has now fallen off its feet. And the anger as I grind my teeth, it's got to me. But oh no, the nugs seem to go. All right, Jack.
You've done better, Jack.
You've done better.
You know what? It was still good. I'm still so glad this is a thing.
Appreciate it as always.
All right, big time. Super chat.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
We also got... So here's what I love. He just put in caps, super chat. It's not actually a super chat.
Yeah, he tricked Kale.
He did send
it
a super chat.
Oh, that's true.
He screwed up the super chat, but then he faked the super chat to make up for it.
We'll allow it, Dave. We'll allow it.
Should we? I don't think we should.
No,
I'm just kidding. We'll read, of course.
I like it, Dave. I like it.
Dave Farmar Yoga. They say it takes 40 days to form a new habit. Katie Wingy said on the tweet webs that it is 40 days till the new year. What should the Nuggets pre-New Year resolution be? New habit be? God, I really struggled through that one.
Pre-New Year resolution.
New habit.
What? That is a good question, though. I like it. Here's the thing.
It takes 40 days to form a habit? Is this like it takes 10,000 hours to master something?
Yeah, that's some Gladwell science right
there. I've never heard the 40-day thing, no.
Yeah. No, you haven't heard it. Yeah, no, this one's a real one. 40 days to form a new habit. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know that the Nuggets can start any new habit now. You know what I mean? Is yoke back? Is there a habit that this group can form before them? I don't know.
Make shots be a good habit to form.
I would say, and honestly, I think we actually have seen this in the wins more than people feel right now because of how games have gone lately. But just make sure the energy is a daily habit. And so it's not about is Jokic playing tonight.
That's a great one.
Go out there and play with that same energy and sense of urgency as often as you can throughout 82. And if you're playing that way with Jokic on the floor, well, then it looks like opening night in Phoenix, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No. That was poetry. I actually snap on those
type of things. I'm actually with vote on this. And look, winning covers all sins, right? Losing, like everything gets magnified. When they had the 5-game win streak going, in particular the last couple, I felt like everybody was up on the bench. There was an energy to them. There was an excitement.
Absolutely.
And I do feel like when you watch some of these teams, you can see how much they are sort of enjoying the season. The Nuggets right now do feel a little bit lifeless, and I don't know of what comes first. If you just start winning, if you start to show life more, or maybe it is a thing, to your point, that it's like, hey, everybody just fake it till you make it, energy-wise.
Right.
Like, everyone just start doing that, and good things will follow. I think it probably is a little bit of that, so that's a good one,
Bo.
Yeah.
Who said this last game? Aaron Gordon said this last game. He was asked about Nikola and Jamal being up on the bench, being super vocal. And Aaron Gordon goes, if they're doing that, everybody can do
right,
that.
Right.
I kind of felt like he was calling out the bench a little bit. Yeah. Like, let's be more vocal. Let's be more engaged.
Well, to your point, I mean, let's look at the bench guys. You've got Jeff Green and Jamichael Green, not exactly the most like fiery, loud personalities. You've got Faku, who is fiery on the court, but I don't know if he had towel waiver.
Right.
You know, you got Austin Rivers. I don't know. Maybe it is one of those guys' job to sort of pick that up. I mean.
And they're all navigating, like, personal kind of lows here. They're not playing very well.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do think what you said, I really like that. Fake it till you make it. Like, manifest. Like, just control the controllables, and your energy is one of them.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's go around the association here. And we have to start in Detroit, where the Lakers get healthy, they get LeBron back, and of course they win against the powerhouse Detroit Pistons.
They freaking won that game, man.
By five.
That was a top-level choke job. I wouldn't even call it choke.
Tank job.
Completely.
Dwayne Casey, captain of the tank.
When did the brawl happen, if I can call it that? Because the big story here is not the game itself. I don't care what happened. What happened was LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart into a bit of a tussle, I would say.
Yeah, tussle.
Do we have a clip of it, Kale? Yeah. I can't remember if you pulled it up. We do have one ready to go. Let's take a look at this clip here.
LeBron comes back and just kind of cocks him in the face.
Really? All right, let's see a little look. So they're on the sideline here.
There's LeBron.
It happens quick.
And he's like, my bad.
A little elbow.
I didn't mean to do that.
Stewart's kind of mad. Now he realizes he's bleeding, and now he's very mad.
He's like, you son of a... By the way, I saw...
By the way, LeBron doesn't have any hair anymore?
Yeah, he's back. He's out natural again. Okay. I noticed that.
Yeah, interesting. Man, he looks really hot here. This is a lot. This is a hold me back Hall of Fame right
Dude,
here,
the
man.
I'm telling you, the blood's coming down his eye at this point, and now he's realizing that he just opened his face up. And
you guys, I have a great quote here from after the game. I don't know if you guys saw
These are his own players
and
staff.
I was getting more mad, though.
Isaiah Stewart boxed as a kid. When he was asked if he hurt other kids, he said, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh yeah, he's scared,
man. Yeah, dude, I'm putting him on the don't mess with list.
Yeah, he's he's
bleeding
good.
Out of his mouth.
You know what I love? Here's what I love. He is not wiping it away. He is not trying to clean it off. He is like, I don't even care about this. I'm not even gonna touch it.
So far, you know, nothing.
All right,
nothing
he's good,
he's
right?
Done to earn
hey,
a
he's done,
right?
He's done. Hey, I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm just kidding. I am not calm.
Watch
I am
out,
calm.
Move.
Watch this guy
Everyone
get
move.
Death.
Get out of here.
Assistant coaches are trying to tackle him.
Oh, my God, dude.
His coaches are trying to tackle him.
They are
going to
be sore tomorrow. Look at him, man. This is an all-time hold me back.
Too.
This might not be the hold me back. This might be the number one hold me back moment.
Well, no, the crazy part is if he got to LeBron, I think he would have swanked.
Yeah, I think he would have.
Well, he tries, dude.
Situations.
You're right.
Where you just hold him, just to hold him.
All right, we're
actually
done.
Wanted something like,
my
oh, it's
God,
not done.
It's done, right? He's
no,
done.
It's
I mean,
not done.
No man would keep it
what
going.
What are you going to do, Rondo?
Yeah, what's Rondo going
to Just
do?
Get him back to the locker room, and then everything will be fine. As long as you are between him and the locker room.
I like
room.
Isaiah Stewart, man.
So, man, there is an alternate universe where I think Isaiah Stewart is on the Nuggets.
Yeah, there is an alternate.
They
very
really
close.
Liked him in that draft when they ended up with Zeke Nagy and RJ Hampton.
All right, I'll go back to the lot. All right.
All right, guys.
First of all,
all
it
right,
is
guys.
Four people dragging.
My him. God, look at this. Guys.
God, we would my love goodness. Isaiah Stewart.
And wait look for it. Dude, wait Malone. For it. Oh, you should have had my back. You should have taken my back. I'm finding LeBron.
I'm going the other way. Hell yeah. Let's go. Isaiah Stewart's so
Unbelievable.
Dumb.
Unbelievable.
You're right. Dude, Malone would play Isaiah Stewart 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the phone right now.
Absolutely, man. He might be starting.
Isaiah Stewart versus, yeah, like, oh, my goodness.
Someone in the chat saying he's faking. No effing way.
He's dude, faking.
That
faking
is the
what?
Angriest man.
Yeah, he's upset. He's actually upset.
First of all, like, hold me back is like one guy doing this, and the player's like, oh, he's holding
yeah,
me.
Not
this guy, these
him.
Are like five guys grabbing onto him with full body
oh,
weight while he's
yeah.
like, that's a. I don't know if he would have fought or if he would have done that. Who knows? But that was a very angry man.
What a hit, though. Like, really, for his face to be gushing the way that it is, they show it from a different angle where
yeah,
LeBron just kind of just gets a clean hit on his face.
Was it dirty? I haven't seen a good angle.
From one of the angles, it looks dirty. It looks intentional.
Like,
he's,
he brings the elbow up high.
He's throwing his arm. I don't know if he knows he's going to get Stewart's face, but he definitely throws
Yeah, like,
something.
He wants to let like make sure that
yeah.
he knows he's there.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant to hit him in the face,
but
his face
something.
Opens up.
Yeah.
Like,
probably like a $50,000 fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems appropriate.
It's going to be tough to make them, like, suspend them from one game because I think their next game is, like, nationally televised.
Oh,
it's the
yeah.
Knicks,
you
so.
Can't suspend them.
It's on the Knicks, too. Yeah, you got to just give
the
them
Knicks,
a fine.
The Lakers.
And say that it was, like, in the play of things and it was an accident. Yeah. Accidental.
This gets, like, slightly political here, so I apologize. But there's Dave McMenamin has a tweet. He says, wild scene here. Isaiah Stewart bleeding from his face from contact from LeBron James. And somebody quote tweets, reporting this as contact with LeBron is like saying officer involved shooting.
It's a great tweet. Yeah,
like,
Isaiah should not have hurt LeBron's hand with his face.
Yeah, like, hey, there was contact. Was it a punch to yeah. the face?
Well, do you remember when in the NFL, Myles Garrett hit that Steelers quarterback with his helmet?
Yes.
And then Adam Schefter just tweets out assault? That's what that reminded me of.
He's like,
his agent was just like, Adam, tweet this shit out. Assault.
Bleeding from his face from contact with LeBron James. What a passive voice.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Incredible passive.
That's like how it was written in the box score. Yeah. In the play-by-play.
The next game is going to say questionable, like, and it's going to have LeBron on there.
Yeah.
Questionable. Act like his
LeBron.
Armor,
yeah,
sword,
yeah,
hand.
Contact
with face.
By the way, you know who wanted none of that? LeBron.
Well, LeBron's smart enough to know. Like,
I know
what
he can't get in fights anyway, but I also think LeBron was like, oh, that dude's scary.
Yeah, that's pretty just funny. To go back to the actual game, because we're going around association. Incredible game from Anthony Davis, where he just like closed them out down the stretch. He finishes
with 30
points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 5 blocks.
Man,
that's crazy. Don't ever bring that up
again.
Who
was he going up against? Jeremy Grant?
Yes, he was, actually. Okay. Who also went crazy, like scoring the basketball. Grant had 36 points in the game. 12 of 25. Westbrook was 10 of 21. 1 of 6 from the field. But he did have 26 points, 10 assists.
Hmm. Well, there you go. We can keep going around the association here, guys. We will go over to the Mavs and Clippers, a battle of two teams that had the same record coming into tonight. The Clippers get the win, 97-91. Defensive struggle over here. Clippers get it. Let me see what happens here. Oh, there's still no Doncic. So they've actually been doing this thing that the Mavs have without Luka, where they keep losing close. Like, I'm kind of – they don't win, so you can't be too impressed, but they are way more competitive than I would have expected them to be.
Yeah.
Well, I think a big reason why, Jalen Brunson is really freaking good.
Yeah, he's pretty good, huh? I like Jalen Brunson.
He's nice.
I don't like his hair.
Porzingis finished with 25 points. On the other end, Paul George has been on like a rampage, like offensive, good. Like scoring. He finishes with 29 points in the game, 6 assists.
Serge Ibaka's resurfaced after being out for approximately 3 years. Doesn't it seem like he's been out forever? Yeah. Serge Ibaka?
Yeah. Reggie Jackson also has 23 points in the game as the second leading scorer.
The Knicks were in Chicago to take on the Bulls. The Bulls just wrapped up that road trip, and the Bulls get the win, 109-103. The Bulls are officially back. This is an impressive win, man. They're on an impressive run. Like, early on, I think it was fair to question, are they for real or are they not?
Yeah.
But
they're at least a very good regular season team.
At the very least, they're like a legitimate playoff, you know, challenger. So, yeah, you get 31 from DeRozan tonight. You get 21 from Zach LaVine. He goes 0 of 5 from the three-point line.
Like, dude, come on.
Of course he does.
Help us
Evan
out, Zach.
Fournier, the $70 million man, 3 points.
Man, that's rough.
No, Julius. I know. I actually am in a group chat with New York sports fans.
I'm sorry. Wow.
So I know all about Evan Fournier's night.
Good luck there. Julius Randle had 34 points, and this is the best like efficiency that I've seen. 13 really on good. 19 shots. I never see that with him. And then he has 10 rebounds to go along with it. RJ Barrett has 15 rebounds in the game, just not scoring the ball.
The Raptors were in the Bay to take on Golden State. Golden State smokes them 119-104, as they always do. They were up 36-24 in the end of the first quarter.
These are easy, easy wins they are racking up. And I don't mean like cupcake schedule. I mean they're making every game look easy.
Well, let's take a look here. Andrew Wiggins, plus 30. Draymond Green, plus 24. Steph Curry, plus 19. Like, those guys, the starters, it's one of those things where when they're on the court, they just curb stomp everyone.
Who do you guys think Vote, I'll go with you. Who do you think was the two, like, if you had two guesses on leading scorer for the Warriors, who do you think it was?
If I had two guesses, I would guess Steph twice.
Yep. Exactly. And it was Wiggins, Wiggins and Jordan Poole.
Yeah,
Jordan
Steph
Poole
had a
finishes
bad
with
game.
33 points, 8 3-pointers made. Wiggins, 6 3-pointers made, 6 of 8 shooting with 32 points. Curry has a bad game.
Nikola Jokic will never have as bad of a game this season as Steph Curry had tonight. Mark it down.
Yeah, he finishes with 12 points in the game, 1 of 6 from 3. I mean, and that's what he does. He actually gets 7 from the free throw line. That was a rough game for Curry.
A bad game, some would say.
I don't know who was a rough game for Gary Trent Jr., 3 of 16, minus 31. That's a rough game.
Wow.
But I will say, getting a 2 of 10 performance from Curry and it just not mattering.
I know,
first of all, 10 points is wild. 2 makes is even more wild. 12 points, that's insane. But that Warriors team, man, they just know who they are. They play with joy. I'm very jealous.
They're fun to watch, too. Yeah. They're also easy to enjoy without KD.
15-2, man. 15-2.
Otto Porter.
What if they go on another 60 win?
They might win 60.
It would be so crazy, man.
Otto Porter is like the new Michael Porter Jr.
Wait, what?
He's 5-9 from 3.
Down bad.
Oh, man.
Subs in.
There could only be one Porter Jr. at any given point.
That's what it is.
There can only be
That's
one Jay Green, too. Yeah. And we have neither of them.
It's Javonte Green.
Javonte Green in Chicago. All right, cue that outro music, Kale. We thank you guys for riding this wave of life with us. The crash right now is a little steep. It's a little hard. The water's a little cold. The sharks are swimming. The it's salty.
But the ocean, guys, it's great. Trust us.
The ocean. I like
it'll come around.
I like it a lot.
I'm a fan of the ocean, man. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Ride
What's your favorite thing to do in the ocean?
Pee. Body surf.
Body surf, yeah. Not even boogie board.
I like body surfing. Yeah.
Body surfing is pretty good, man.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do in the ocean?
Jet ski.
Jet ski's fun too.
Jet ski's damn
jet ski's
good.
Very, that's a good answer. One.
I'm a big floaty guy. I don't
just
know.
Just float? Oh, dude.
Hawaii, I post it up.
Same,
the
man.
Whole
you
time.
Get to that really calm water and then you dude. Get the little floaty and hang chill. Out there and sip a drink or something.
Turtle came up at one point.
Sunburned. Like, yeah. So bad. I'm going to go with snorkel.
Okay.
Like a little snorkel. You look at the wildlife, fish are like birds of the sea.
Oh, my God.
All right. That seems like a good note.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're looking to go back to school, maybe finish up your undergrad degree, or maybe you've already gotten your undergrad, you're looking to go back to school, get another degree, MSU Denver Online is really the best option that you could ask for. Super affordable, and they give you a great education. A lot of the teachers at MSU Denver Online actually work in the field that they're teaching, so it's a great networking opportunity as well. And like I said, it's really affordable. MSU Denver Online is also offering free application fees, so you can use DNVR Sports to waive your application fee at MSU Denver Online if you're signing up for maybe classes in the upcoming fall semester. So no matter what type of student you are, no matter what type of schedule you're working, check out MSU Denver Online today. You can view their entire course list at msudenver.edu/online.